Happy Green Holidays, Tesla Catches Fire Overnight in St. Louis Garage. By Lucas Nolan on December 30, 2022. A Tesla vehicle caught fire inside a garage in St. Louis, Missouri, in the dead of night this week. Luckily, no one was injured in the blaze and firefighters were able to remove the Tesla from the garage to extinguish the flames. KMOV reports that firefighting crews responded to a report of a fire at a home in Webster Groves, St. Louis, early on Monday morning. At approximately 3 a.m., emergency crews received a call from a residence in the 400 block of Pasadena Avenue. Upon arrival, it was determined that a Tesla in the attached garage was on fire. There was a second non-electric vehicle also located in the garage. Luckily, firefighters were able to remove the Tesla from the garage and extinguish the flames. It was reported that the fire also spread to the inside of the home and caused additional damage. However, no injuries were reported. Tesla vehicles have made headlines throughout 2022 due to reports of Elon Musk's electric cars bursting into flames. Breitbart News reported in June that one Tesla vehicle required 4,500 gallons of water to extinguish it as the battery kept reigniting. In social media posts, the Sacramento Metropolitan Fire District (SMFD) noted that the vehicle, which Ronan Klon of Autoblog points out is a Model S, was sitting in a wrecking yard when it caught on fire. The electric car had been in the yard for weeks following a severe accident, and it was the SMFD's first experience with a fire in one of Elon Musk's Teslas. The vehicle was fully involved with fire on arrival and took a significant amount of time, water, and thinking outside the box to extinguish, according to the SMFD. Crews knocked the fire down, but the car kept reigniting and off-gassing in the battery compartment. With the aid of personnel at the wrecking yard, the car was placed on its side so firefighters could reach the battery compartment. But even with direct penetration, the vehicle would still reignite due to the residual heat, according to the SMFD. The crew had to get creative to battle the stubborn blaze. They dug a ditch and placed the Model S in it before filling the ditch with water. The pit ultimately reduced the total amount of water needed, estimated at 4,500 gallons, and limited the runoff of contaminated water, according to the fire district. The vehicle was fully extinguished, and no injuries were reported. In October, Breitbart News reported that a man was killed when his Tesla hit a tree and burst into flames. Breitbart News wrote, "A Tesla driver was killed early on Saturday morning in Manatee County, Florida, when his car hit a tree along I-75 and burst into flames." ABC 7 reports that the driver of a Tesla was killed early on Saturday when his car burst into flames following a collision with a tree along the I-75, according to Florida Highway Patrol. Investigators stated that a man was driving a Tesla southbound when he lost control of his car. The car veered onto the highway shoulder and into a ditch where it hit a tree and caught fire. The driver was unable to exit the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. The man has yet to be identified. Breitbart News has reported extensively on many Tesla vehicles catching fire after a crash. In September, Breitbart News reported that another Tesla caused major issues after catching fire with firefighters in Stamford, Connecticut, struggling to put out the blaze. Breitbart News previously reported that fire departments have begun recognizing that electric vehicle fires pose a significant danger and need further training to handle them appropriately. Read more at KMOV here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.